Nolte, Luddite Ocasio-Cortez says we all need to stop reproducing. By John Nolte on February 25, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, took her climate alarmism to a whole new level Sunday when she said we should stop having children. Using Instagram, America's socialistic girl filmed herself cutting up some food while she spread wild-eyed conspiracy theories about life as we know it ceasing in 12 years, a false claim she has made in the past. On the issue of having children, she suggested it would be irresponsible to sentence young people to the holy environmental hell that is sure to come. Unless, of course, we sign on to her Green New Deal, which would require us to slaughter all the cattle, to stop their deadly farts, end air travel, eliminate automobiles, turn our freedoms over to educated but dumb central planners like Ocasio-Cortez, and agree to return to the Dark Ages, a world where hot water heaters, TVs, and automobiles will be useless on a cloudy day. Our planet is going to hit disaster if we don't turn this ship around, and so it's basically like there's a scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult, Ocasio-Cortez said. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question, you know, is it okay to still have children? What planet is she living on? Our air has never been cleaner, our water has never been clearer. There are more trees in America today than there were 100 years ago. The crying Indian solved our litter problem. We are living longer and healthier lives, and we continue to find an abundance of natural resources, including natural gas and oil. As a child of the 70s, I marvel at the difference between now and then. And what got us here are the kind of technical innovations that can only come from a capitalistic society and the American people voting for common sense laws about protecting our water and air. Ocasio-Cortez is a hysterical, power-mad Luddite, a charismatic grifter desperate to undermine all the technological progress of the last 100 years. Our species has already tried to live off of green power, to live off the whims of the water, land, sun, fire, and wind. It sucked. If you want to know what life looks like under Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, watch HBO's Deadwood. And you can bet that while we are all living in massive government housing projects, taking cold showers and eating seaweed burgers, Ocasio-Cortez and her ilk will be living like Stalin in a dacha by the sea. For decades we have suffered with the threat of these climate hucksters. These fanatics who tell us the end is nigh unless we give up everything that makes life worth living, including our freedoms. They told us. Another ice age is coming. Nuclear war is imminent. The oceans will be dead by 1995. The ozone layer will disappear. Super hurricanes would wipe out our East Coast. New York would be underwater by now. We would run out of oil by 1999. The end of snow. Sea levels would rise 20 feet by now. The ocean conveyor would shut down. Polar bears would be extinct. The Arctic Ocean would be ice-free by now. And it was all lies. Oh, and as I speak, our planet is cooling. Not a crazy kind of cooling, but enough to prove that this living organism we live in runs through various cycles and could care less if we drive a Prius or Hummer. Ocasio-Cortez is young and attractive and talks like a harmless Disney character, but she is crazed for power and telling audacious lies in pursuit of it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.